You're listening to Van Sounds. I'm Phil Corbett. This is the first of a six-part series, so if you're planning on starting at the beginning, you are in the right place. And just a warning, there is an F-word hiding somewhere in this episode. All right, let's do this.
My name is Brian Anderson, and we're at Cactus Pete's, a casino in Jackpot, Nevada right now, and we're about to go inside and play some craps. We're gonna roll the dice.
Five, number five, no feel, five. No feel, five. The point is four.
Yeah, just tell us what to do.
Yep, you're ready.
Put a five back down.
Throw it down there like you're not even afraid.
7 or 11, he says.
Oh, 7 or 11. Hang on.
Eight, hard eight.
It's a great number. Hard eight. If you roll an eight, you win. If you roll a seven, your chip is gone.
Four.
Seven out, by the way.
Do anything you want but that. That's what I said, any number you want except that one. And what did you do?
I rolled that. I'm so sorry.
I'd like to point out that Brian lost $5 and then apologized to the dealer for losing.
Thank you so much.
Nine.
Okay, so you rolled a nine right here.
Yeah. Let's back up. 2 days before playing craps in Jackpot, Nevada, we were at my house in Reno. So how are you feeling this morning?
Really good. Relaxed. Slept well. Ready to hit the road.
So what do you think we're going to roll first? What's your prediction?
I say we're going to roll west.
Let me explain what it means to roll west. For the next week, Brian and I plan to wake up every morning and roll a single die. Then, depending on what number it lands on, we will drive in a certain direction for the rest of the day. The system: 1, north. 2, east. 3, south. 4, west. 5, stay put. And finally, 6, cross the nearest state border. You got the dice, right?
Yeah. Let's do it. Is everybody ready?
The one and only rule, no backtracking. If we roll a number that sends us up the same road we arrived on, we re-roll. All the rules. Later, we also added a couple for fun, no cell phone navigation, and avoid freeways. On the first day, we symbolically rolled the die on the hood of the car. So, like, right here. You can't, that doesn't count as rolling the dice. You can't just set it down.
I didn't think it was going to happen like that. Okay.
So, can you say what you rolled?
I rolled a 3.
So, we're going south.
Yeah, let's do it. I've got to leave. In Alaska, take me down south to Mount
Shasta, going to California in the morning. So Brian, where are we right now?
We are just getting into Minden, Gardnerville area, our hometown.
Which is south of Reno.
Yes.
Brian now lives in Boise, Idaho. So remember how you said everything was the same?
It's not the same at all. Everything's really weird. And by everything, I just mean that one building.
Yeah, there's a new building at the high school.
Do you ever get upset at things you don't know why you're upset about it?
Sure. Like, broadly, sure.
That just made me upset, and I have no idea why. It's never going to affect me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just makes me upset.
What's your past, you know? They're messing with it.
Yeah, that's my front yard of my high school. I never really hung out at all. A Sonic burger? Are you fucking kidding me? Is this a Sonic burger?
Yeah, they're putting a Sonic there. Though, this building we're passing right now, the big silos. So Bentley owns it, and he's he's turning it into a distillery.
Oh, well, that's cool. Now, okay, fine, not everything new is shitty. But, oh, most of it is.
Yeah, that's fair. We're gonna, you probably haven't seen this either. There's a new casino over here.
Okay, what? Oh, man.
About 1 hour south of Gardnerville, we saw two hitchhikers with an air mattress on the side of the road. Pardon the sound quality, it took a couple days to hone my in-car recording technique. So yeah, so can you just like explain what you guys are doing?
So basically we started off in Ventura, California, and we're just basically backpacking and seeing as much of Northern and all of California as we can see, basically.
And so how has hitchhiking been so far?
It's been hard sometimes. Well, you get frustrated when a million cars pass you and you never get a ride, so you get kind of pissed sometimes. That's probably the hardest part, just walking like 10 or 12, 13 miles at a time. Okay, if you're ever going to hitchhike, just stay put. Stop walking. Just stay put till you get a ride.
Yeah.
I learned that, and just learned a lot of stuff, man. Just survival, basically. Do what you can do. My name is Jerry Hipley, and my girlfriend's name is
Andrea Rodriguez.
Andrea Rodriguez.
Well, thank you guys for doing that.
Sure, thank you.
At Mono Lake, so we're actually in a little museum.
Where is that?
It's in California, Mono Lake, California.
Mono Lake is an alkali lake on the edge of the desert, just down the mountain from Yosemite. It's got a few claims to fame. Would you mind just kind of like reading maybe that paragraph on the wall?
Yeah. It's Mark Twain wrote about his 1860s visit to Mono Lake and roughing it.
Mark Twain called Mono Lake the Dead Sea of California. But this sleeping jewel is far from dead.
So, now that we're out on the deck, what do you see?
Really, I don't think I've seen this anywhere else other than right here. It's like, you can tell it's a very salty, it's a salty mountain in the middle of a lake. And then like a black mountain, a salty mountain and Black Mountain, living inside Mono Lake.
In speaking of the peculiarities of Mono Lake, I ought to have mentioned that at intervals all around its shores stand picturesque turret-looking masses and clusters of a whitish, coarse-grained rock that resembles inferior mortar dried hard. Roughing It by Mark Twain, Chapter 38.
And then you can kind of see, like, these weird rock outcroppings coming out of the lake.
Oh yeah, actually I know about those. Those are, it's called tufa, not tofu, tufa. Can't eat it, it's bad for you.
It kind of looks like tofu though.
It actually does. They make pumice out of that.
Hummus out of tofu?
Pumice.
Pumice out of tufa.
Yeah, exactly that.
Could I actually ask one of you guys a question?
Sure.
I had heard that a Clint Eastwood movie was shot here, I think High Plains Drifter. Is that true? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that's true. So basically, they built the town on the far side of the lake here, and then, like in the movie, they burned it down.
And so they really burned it down in real life? Yeah.
Yeah.
We drove about 1 hour on a series of dirt roads into National Forest.
I'm setting up my tent for the first time ever, and it's working out grand.
So where are we right now?
We are at Bald Mountain, right outside of Mammoth Lakes. We decided to stick it here for the night.
And, how did day one go?
It was really nice. It was actually really relaxing. could like ease into the week-long road trip.
Van Sounds is produced by me, Phil Corbett. The music was, in order, our opening song Church by Porter, 36th Parallel by Coast West Unrest, Singular versus Plural by show favorite Eclept Insan, and finally this track by me. You can find the show on PRX, SoundCloud, iTunes, and Twitter, or at our wicked minimal website, vansounds.org. And lastly, I'm going to launch a social media raffle based on this six-part series. You can enter two ways. One, take a picture of some dice and tag the photo VanSounds on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And two, if you have a story about a time you literally or figuratively rolled the dice, share a quick blurb and tag that VanSounds. I will pick three at random and mail you my sincere appreciation in the form of some stickers and maybe a surprise as well. Next time on Van Sounds? All right, so it is the morning of day two and we're about to roll the dice. It's a six, so we're going to Nevada.
Area 51.
Classified experiments involving extraterrestrial technology.